Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And, you know, the audience is a little bit different because not everybody that's a Pitt fan is from Pittsburgh or is a Steeler fan. But you would think, and I think the Penguins just lost, by the way, but you would think that, you know, for with regards to or with respect to Pitt being able to fill the or put a good crowd in for Thursday night, combination of the weather and I would say the combination of the weather and the fact that they're going opposite the Steelers is probably going to make it really difficult. And that's really to me what it happens. You are going to see probably a very light crowd for an ACC game. And you know, I understand it, but by the same token, you know, when Pitt was in the Big East, and this was one of the things that used to be good about the Big East. Pitt was one of the, you know, main schools in the Big East. Pitt was one of the schools that basically was able to run things in so many ways. And so nobody would, you know, so they wouldn't have basically gone on and they really wouldn't have probably asked Pitt to play this game just from the standpoint of, you know, I think what would have happened is they would have probably went back and worked with the NFL and, you know, or figured something out to try and switch the game out or whatever to help Pitt out. It's, you know, it's what they did back then. Times change, though. And, you know, it's a new era in so many ways. It's a brand new era. It's they are in the ACC now, for better or for worse. And, you know, as a result, they got to roll with the punches a little bit more than they had to with the Big East. I mean, I remember when Steve Peterson was the athletic director in the Big East, wanted them to play a Friday night home game. And they made it very clear. We will never, ever, ever, we will never play a Friday home game at Pitt because Western PA football, high school football is too important. Now, obviously, the other part of it is on a Friday night, probably the crowd will be a little bit less because of high school football. But this thing here, there are people that are blaming, you know, a lot of the wrong people here. You want to tell me that the NFL should have been a little bit more aware? And, you know, I've heard people say, oh, well, they wouldn't make the Hurricanes play the same night as the Dolphins do. I really don't know that that was necessarily what they were looking at. I don't. I think if they really had a chance, you know, if they had a chance, I think, to fix it or make it right, they probably would have. They weren't trying to be disrespectful to Pitt. It's just the reality is, it's hard to put schedules together. And once you do, I mean, you know, you so many moving parts that trying to take it apart is not easy. So, I've heard a lot of different solutions to the problem here on Thursday night. I just don't think there's a good one. I think Pitt will probably have a smaller crowd than they're used to. And I think as a result of that, you know, we'll have to hear about all the silly jokes from other people about how, you know, there's yellow seats at Heinz Field and all that other stuff. I just don't think it's not something that to me is, you know, really all that much worth a discussion, other than in the future, you'd hope that the NFL might work a little bit with the ACC. But the other part of it is, like I said before, there's a lot of people who might be Pitt fans that aren't Steeler fans. And if you root for your team, you root for your team. You know, the thing about it is, one of the things that always used to make me laugh a little bit with Pitt fans is there always seems to be some reason why, you know, they can't do things. Can't go to noon games, can't go to an off-campus stadium, can't do this, can't do that, blah, blah, blah. It's excuses. If you really love your team, you go to games, period. And I think that that is what is lost all the time when we have these discussions. Yeah, it's not going to look good. There's not going to be a huge crowd on Thursday night. I'm sure there won't be at Heinz Field. But you know what? There should be. It's an important game for Pitt. And if you're a big fan of Pitt, you go to the game and watch it. You know, I've heard a number of different, you know, things about, well, maybe Pitt can put the Steeler game on some. Why would you do that? You want to tell me you put the Steeler game on in the suites or in the boxes or whatever, on some of the TVs in some of those club seats or some of the suites or the, you know, okay, I'll go for that. But to me, why would you put it, you know, in the stadium at large? If you're there to a game, you're there to see Pitt. You want to tell me that you show some highlights here and there? Okay, I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, to me, if you're a Pitt fan, you go to the Pitt game. And you would hope that it's enough that there's going to be enough people in the building. I mean, I've heard a lot of different suggestions about what they should do, meaning what Pitt should do to try to get people in the building. You know, give tickets to youth football, you know, youth football organizations. Give away tickets, sell, you know, whatever. I've heard a million different things. But Pitt, it's too much excuse making for Pitt. Go to the game, enjoy it. DVR the Steeler game if you must. People are angry at Pitt. It's not Pitt's fault. People are angry at the ACC. It's not the ACC's fault. I don't even necessarily blame the NFL, even though the NFL game schedule comes out afterwards. They work hard on the scheduling. It's not easy. There's so many different considerations that you have to try and put together a schedule. If you're putting together a schedule for 32 teams, you know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to figure it out. It takes months to play or a month. You know what I mean? They take a long time on the schedule. So it probably was just somewhat of an oversight. And you hope that in the future they don't do it. But they did it. So you've got Pitt on Thursday. You've got the Steelers on Thursday. Obviously, the Steeler game is a bigger game from the standpoint of the Steelers now are back in the playoff chase. But that doesn't mean that it's not a situation of where the Pitt game is meaningless. I think that's a big game, too. I do. I just hope that, you know, for the sake of Pitt, there's a good crowd in the stadium, because I hate going over there when there's just, you know, not a lot of energy and enthusiasm. And you know, those guys really play hard. And they do a good job of trying so hard to do it the right way. To make Pitt fans happy. But again, there's no reason to be angry at anybody. It's just one of those things that happens. You hope that it doesn't happen. Where you hope that they get their scheduling together. But it just comes to me, I think that really, when you really, really break it down and sort of peel it apart, it's an oversight. Nothing more, nothing less. And I think Pitt will have a decent crowd, but it's not going to be a huge crowd. And I don't know, you know, again, it's really cold. I think the worst thing that could happen is going to be really cold. The worst thing that could happen, honestly, is that, it's a little bit of a blowout or something. Because, then you have people maybe leaving at halftime. Or if it's not a very interesting game, you know, and it gets cold, you've got people leaving at halftime. Boy, the second half could be really bad in terms of what it looks like on TV. You know, I've heard people say, oh, well, they should, you know, in that stadium, they should have never put yellow seats in. No, I think that, I don't think you build a stadium with the idea that people aren't coming. You don't build the stadium with the idea that people might see the seats. You hope that nobody sees the seats. And Pitt sold the place out before. They can do it again. Thursday night's going to be rough again, but, you know, I don't know that there's anywhere to blame. But I always say this, if you're a Pitt fan, why aren't you going to the game if you're a Pitt fan? And, again, I think that if you look through all this stuff, there are probably lots of tickets available. And I would be willing to bet the secondary market isn't all that great for these tickets. So, you know, if you haven't been to a Pitt game, it's a good opportunity to do so. Because you can probably do cheap. But it'll be a big night in Pittsburgh. But what's interesting, and then Friday night, you got the backyard brawl basketball version. So on back-to-back nights, Pitt's playing in big events. And tonight they played in the basketball version of, you know, against Robert Morris. It to me, it's a pretty big week for Pitt. And if you're a Pitt fan, you should be excited. But again, all they seem to want to talk about is this whole fact that they're getting screwed because they're going up against the Steelers. And that's just the wrong way to look at it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.